This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back. It is Ike, Spike, and Fritz, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Jack Fritz in for Spike Eskin on this Thursday afternoon as I try not to derail the show. We don't do that here. All professionals, all the time. Now, the segment that I usually dominate is the top five. I think it's honestly the only reason I still have a job is the top five of five. We'll see if Buzz can live up to what is almost an impossible standard.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Buzz.
Oh, here we go. Did you change the intro?
Oh, you bet I did.
Because now,
I'm rebranded as Buzz.
For those of you at home that don't know the story.
Yeah, it used to be Dan Wilson.
Yeah, well, me and Spike both were trying to tell Buzz he should just go by Buzz on the air and drop Dan Wilson.
Yeah.
So Dan Wilson's dead. It is now just
cut that
Buzz
out of context.
Yep. It's just Buzz now.
Speaking of Spike, he's obviously out today. I just want to say none of the callers had any issue being ready here today. I think it's a Friday thing. I think when you guys are at Chickies, I think callers are just checked out on a Friday.
Wow.
All the callers seem to be locked in today.
Well, you know what they say about excuses, Buzz.
What?
I can't say it on the air.
All right.
What do you got in the top five?
So
today?
With Spike being out, usually Jack just comes after everyone here. In the producer booth doing the top five.
Yeah.
So it's about time you got ripped, Jack.
Oh!
It's about time we make fun of you.
I think I just heard Ike's ears perk up.
It's the top five things that are easy to make fun of Jack for. The most fun things to make fun of Jack for. And at number five, it's frankly just being dumb. Like, you can't get one expression correct.
Wow.
Like earlier today.
He's coming in hot.
Jeez.
The expression is a mountain out of a molehill because a molehill is a smaller mountain. That's why it's not a hole.
Well, hold on.
You didn't know what the Electoral College was. You mixed up Delaware and New Jersey.
Were you setting that up with the top five?
Yes.
This is a private group chat that me and Buzz are in. He set this up 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
A week ago. I was at trivia with Ava, and one of them was, which state outline is this?
Yeah.
I sent him New Jersey. He said it was Delaware.
First off, mole and hole rhymes.
You don't know what the state shape of New Jersey is?
I don't know what Delaware looks like.
Oh, my God.
Anyone with a third grade education should know what it looks like.
I know. I mean, New Jersey sort of looks like California.
Can you please take an IQ test on the show?
No. Listen, everyone knows I was 1,100 on my SATs away from being at Penn and Georgetown.
Oh, yeah.
1,100 points away?
No.
Or getting an 1,100.
Getting an 1,100.
So what'd you get on the SAT?
I believe an 850.
Wow.
Yeah. No. Listen, I was born in
the ACT.
I did the ACT too. That didn't go well either. Now, it might just be because I'm dumb, but I always tell people I'm a bad test taker.
That's a real thing.
I'm not a test guy. All right, what's next as you came in hot on that one?
Yeah, number four is your post-Spike arrival work ethic. Obviously, this
I mean,
does First at Six even still exist? Are you ever going to do it?
No, it really doesn't. It really does not exist.
One day at a time.
It's like one day a week. He's like, maybe I'll do it.
Right.
I take off Monday, the one time.
You,
No, I just...
Not one time. You don't produce on remotes anymore, which I'm grateful for. I get more hours out of it.
Well, my name's in the show, and...
Well, I was going to get to that, too.
They wanted me to be on remotes because I'm part of the show. Yep. I will say, with the kids now, I would say my priorities have changed. I still have some dog in me, but not as much as I used to have. It was also stripped from me when this show was taken from me and I was stabbed in the back. So I would like that to also be on the record.
And that's now I've fair
to,
point.
And now I have to pay for parking. What's next?
You have to pay for parking. Number three is just frankly being inappropriate on the air. I mean, we were discussing it before the show, saying Carl Weathers, not great.
Right.
Last week you had this to say about the Pope.
Officially, I thought he might have died on Saturday.
Saturday?
And they announced it yesterday.
I have no idea. I think it's when the Pope died.
But he's gone, though.
No offense.
Yes. Pope's gone. God,
you know.
Dunzo,
so
yeah.
So when do we... So...
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You're easy in there, big dog.
Yeah, yeah. You relax.
Yeah.
Yep. Just have a filter once.
I'm really bad about it. And you should see the times I don't hop on. Because there's like more that I want to say. But obviously I like having my job. But I mean, I would say that's not something I need to be ripped for. I think praised.
And you want to be celebrating for
like,
it?
I mean, keeping good radio. But yeah, I mean, I'm not really a combative guy. When that microphone comes on,
you're pretty combative. That Zach Berman joke you made earlier in the week, no way you're saying that to his face.
Well, I have to look. Never mind.
Oh, I know it.
Sorry. You guys are the ones keep bringing it up. I love
it. Say it to the top of his head.
Yeah, exactly right. What was the old Wilt thing where he said what's the Wilt thing about how he spits? It'd be like rain because it's falling on you. I don't know.
What the hell are you talking about?
You're going to have to look
that. That falls under number five.
You're going to have to look that one up. He said at some point.
Number two is being a Philly shill and a shameless Philly shill at that.
Fanalist.
Fanalist is how you spin it. Defending Bryce and Trey at all ends, no matter what.
I don't think that's true. Led the final out last night, or two nights ago. He's not a natural shortstop, Buzz.
How could anyone have watched that game and possibly defended him?
Well, listen, I don't know what to tell you. He went 4-for-4.
Are saying that.
He's hitting over 400 in his last 10 games.
Your commitment to defending the Phillies at all costs.
Well,
and sometimes just getting frustrated by the Phillies discourse is admirable.
Oh, I hate it. Yeah, no. If we could never talk Phillies, I'd be thrilled. You know, if only the High Hopes podcast could talk about the Phillies, I'd be fine. But... I don't know what to tell you. I've tried to explain to people many times, Buzz. I love the Phillies like a family member. And when the family's getting attacked,
it's hard to have a clear mind.
I get my back up a little bit. I don't even apologize for it. I love that baseball team.
And at number one, it's your performance in big boy interviews. You had another one today with Howie Roseman.
Oh,
what?
That was a good interview by me. That was of all my failures in big interviews.
We have some audio from a time where you didn't do it so great.
Well, we all know that. Well, hold on. We'll get to that. What was the problem with today's interview?
No, it just inspired this being number one.
Oh, okay. Meaning you did this before 3 o'clock. When you thought I was going to fail again and may have been the reason I didn't get this
job. I'm just saying, off the air, off the air, we were prepping for the interview, and you're like, I'll take one question, and Ike will take the rest.
I opened up to you, Buzz, and I said, you know what? I'm a little bit nervous. And you know what? You came on, and you are burying this beautiful moment we had before the show. What else did I do wrong?
In today's interview? No, today was fine.
Okay, no, that's fine. But what little audio are you going to play?
Oh, yes.
The Blake and Kellen Moore question. Okay, yes. Let's get it out of the way.
I'm curious. Kellen Moore, new Jesus. Offensive coordinator. Has he reached out? Oh. And how are you excited to work with Kellen Moore? And what do you think he can kind of bring to this offense?
Yeah, I'm very excited to work with him. I talked to him a couple times. But we're not talking about that. You guys want to talk about what happened, so let's talk about what happened.
Awkward laugh.
It's the awkward laugh at the end that gets me.
Yeah.
Well, I actually thought it was funny. I was like, wow, he wants to be serious.
Yeah, we're dead. He was dead serious, like 100%. So, yeah, that was awful. And I was bleeping bricks the entire time. And I really wish Spike was there for that.
No, we don't.
I'm telling you, we do not wish Spike was there. Would have gone a different way. This segment sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down. And up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Even though Buzz had no faith in me, we had a great interview with Howie Roseman earlier today. We'll hear that. You'll hear that coming up next here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.